It is Playhouse of the Morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Zero, Jamie, Amy K, a.k.a. the Love Doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When you have a love conundrum, submit it on the Playhouse page at 194.com, and we can tackle it here on the show as essentially the Dear Abbeys and Alan of Fargo Moorhead. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. Hoping you can settle an etiquette argument that I'm having with my wife for me. My wife and I were at a friend's house this past weekend. We ordered takeout pizza. At the end of the night, I offered to pay for our meals, or at least half or something. We certainly didn't expect them to pay. They said they wanted to pay that we were their guests. I insisted, since I also ordered some extra food to take as leftovers for our kids. Again, they said no, so I dropped it and said, okay, next time it's on us. The next morning, my wife tells me she's going to drop off money in their mailbox because it wasn't fair that we didn't pay for anything. I said, no, that's ridiculous and insulting. They wanted to do it, and we accepted. Next time, we will pay. That led to a giant fight, and the reason I'm emailing you, would it be rude to drop off money after they already said no thank you?
Yeah, I would stay away from that. They already said no thank you. Leave it at that. It would be weird if you dropped off money.
Mm-hmm. You're turning it into something larger than it needs to be.
Yeah.
They paid for the pizza. Get over it. You got a free meal. Next time, you could buy them a snack, a meal, whatever.
I agree. You're making it awkward. And I don't know why. Don't keep it going on. That's all there is to it. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I have a major problem. We were playing a party game with my wife's friends. There were three couples in all. At some point, the game called for each woman to think of a challenge question for the guys to answer. The first challenge was to say the first thing that comes to mind about their spouse, but it could not be related to her appearance, which made it tough for me. Because of the way we were seated, I was first and had no time to think at all. So I said the first thing that came to my mind, reliable. The other two guys said smart and love of my life. Somehow, my wife has flipped that into an argument. She said, so you think I'm dumb and you're stuck with me because I'm just consistent? Really? She's this angry 4 days later? She says her friends think that I think she's stupid, and I clearly don't think much of her other than she's just a consistent, reliable horse. How do I make this go away? Horse?
I mean, horses are reliable.
I guess, yeah, a reliable old horse.
Like, obviously you didn't do it on purpose, but it's definitely, like, hurting your feelings. You have to maybe, like, sit her down, tell her how you feel, say something really sweet, maybe get her a card and, like, list all the things that you love her, but don't use the words consistent or reliable or
horse.
Yeah, or
I like to call her my old reliable.
Yeah, like you don't want to use those words. Like, yeah. Just maybe a really sweet card.
I agree with Jamie. While you probably obviously didn't do it on purpose, you were in the heat of the game. You couldn't think of anything. Sometimes you just blab things out, but it did hurt her feelings. So I would say, I'm really sorry, and explain, like, I just didn't have time to think, and I kind of blurted it out, and obviously you're just not reliable, like, and then say all these things, what you
besides
love about.
Reliable, yeah.
Sometimes you get yourself, like, men get themselves in these situations, and they don't know. I think I've told you this story, but we had, when we were doing, like, our parenting classes when I was pregnant, my husband had to write down on a form all the other husbands had to say what they thought delivery and labor would be like for their significant others. And everyone put, like, hard, challenging, and all these different things. And my husband put fun. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they just don't, like, when they're on the spot like that, you guys just don't do the right things, and that's okay.
Yeah, apologize, expand on it, other things you love about her, as mentioned, you were first, so you were caught off guard and ill-prepared and not good on your feet, and, I mean, you can get out of this one. I also think maybe you could try to expand on reliable. There's probably things that make her reliable, like, what does she do? You know, she's also trustworthy, or, you know, helps you keep a good home, or, like, what about her is so reliable? There must be a reason.
Yeah,
that's what
you could spin on it.
Like, I don't think you understand that what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it was a positive.
And finally, today, love doctors, you're the love gurus. I've seen a guy who is all accounts, a pretty nice guy and a good person that most women would be lucky to be with. He's a good guy. I always envisioned myself with someone who was successful, career-oriented, hardworking, and aspired to have nice things in life. The man I've been seeing, while very attractive and very kind, doesn't aspire to be much more than what he is in his workplace. which is fine, I guess, but he's never going to make any more than a modest living, let's say. Is it weird for me to be in a relationship where I know there's no chance of me ever being a stay-at-home parent, if maybe I'd like to be someday, because we're going to need both incomes just to stay afloat? Is it bad to not date someone just because financially they'll never seem quite good enough for me, and I'm going to have to, in some ways, settle for a lesser life when it comes to the material things?
I think, yeah, that is terrible. Why does he have to be the one that makes the money? You want to be a stay-at-home mom? Work a real good job now, start saving up, and then you could do it. And then you'll have your savings and his job.
Buy you a Mega Millions ticket.
Yeah. No, there was no winner last night.
I definitely get a Mega Millions ticket.
I'm sorry, but I won $7.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised you came to work today. You retiring there?
Lunch is on Jamie.
Money bags?
Everybody's getting dollar breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
You keep that $7. You keep that. Do you think it's wrong of her to not like the guy just because of what he makes for a living?
Yes, 100%. Because I think finding somebody that you truly want to be with in life is so difficult. And financially, if it's not there right now, maybe you guys can work on doing something together. But it is definitely not a reason to not want to be with a person, because I think that's more important than anything. And me saying that is a big deal.
I was not anticipating you to answer that way.
I know.
I'm perfectly honest. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, everything else is more important than money. You know, there is other ways to get the life that you want than marrying up. You know, that shouldn't be your plan for financial security, is marrying somebody that makes, I mean, you know what I mean? That's just not how you should be planning your future.
Yeah.
And then I feel like sometimes, like, you hear those stories about people who, like, once they get the money, then they're unhappy.
There you go. Yeah.
So I think if you're truly in love and you like this person, go with it.
I also think for some people, some of that motivation to aspire to climb their way up the ladder or what have you comes from realizing they want things, and he might realize he wants certain things being with you, like, oh yeah, it'd be great to have a house, or I'd really like to do this for our future kids, or this might, it might just be still coming. There's also that potential. This has been the Love Doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.